Well, congratulations, Coach, on getting the Chase County volleyball position. You have had a dynamite career. Wow. Well over, 25, working on maybe 30 years of volleyball experience. So I take it volleyball is your love, isn't it?
It is. I come from a coaching family. So my dad coached for 37 years. So I just, you know, it was just in the blood, I guess. I don't know.
You were brought up. I take it you played it back in the day?
I did. I played in high school, and I came from a very small town. 1A was our classification here in Utah, and we had about 150 kids in our grades 7 through 12. So in our school, I have a 4-block hometown, and it was quite awesome because my dad had the keys to the school. And back in that day, you could just, everybody in the town, in the whole county knew where my dad kept the keys. And so people would just come into our house, his high school kids would just come into the house and get in his top drawer and go to the Tupperware, and that's where dad's keys were. And then they'd bring them back when they were done. And so we just spent a lot of time on the farm and in the gym.
And I'm sure as long as you brought the keys back and put it back where you found them, he didn't mind at all, did he?
Yeah, well, and we didn't lock the doors ever, so you didn't know who had the keys, but yeah, it was great. But that same school has since got fobs, and they sell everybody a membership, and you can get into they've got it locked off for just the gym and the weight room, so now it's like, because there's no rec center in that town, it's so small. So anybody can get into that section of the school. They've got cameras. It's awesome. They've done well.
Boy, the numbers are outstanding, Coach. Over 500 wins in your career, 8 state championships. You've been to the finals, 12 appearances altogether. Wow. Wow, wow. You have had a lot of success, and I'm sure a lot of great players and other coaches help you out along the way, haven't they?
Yeah. My dad, he's still around. And it's one of those things where he taught me, you beg, borrow, you know, cheat and steal. Anyways, so I get in contact with him a lot. And then I was really lucky to have mentors and right down to officials. I just really loved the sport of volleyball and the people that it's brought into my life.
Coach, can I ask you, what made you look at the Chase County job and say, hey, I'd like to head to Nebraska and be coach there? What your decision to do that?
Well, my husband is a lot more adventurous than I am, but we'll go with that first. But our oldest daughter ended up going to MPCC and playing basketball. That's her love. Uh-huh. Anyways, she met a guy, Grant Pavelka, out there and ended up getting married to him. And she teaches at North Platte High School, and then Coach Thurman asked her to assist with him in basketball at MPCC. So she's there, and then my daughter said, I think that MPCC is a family school for us, because my niece played for me, and she was a setter, and my daughter that's out there, her name's Jordan, said, hey, you ought to send Aubrey out here. She could play volleyball. So my niece played volleyball for Coach McCall. And then my daughter, Jersey, she's just graduating this year. She wanted to be with her sister, and Coach McCall scholarshiped her for volleyball, too. So I'll have two of my girls there. And then we have a third child that's still, well, he's our fourth, but he'll still be in he's just going to be a sophomore. Anyway, and then we've got one other kid. He just finished up playing football here at Snow College and in Utah. Anyway, my husband just said, let's go. And, you know, we were able to get retirement here in Utah. And my daughter actually sent us an email about the job because they had advertised they wanted a competitive coach. So she said, you would like it here. And so then my husband started talking, and it just kind of rolled. And so we'll be where 3 of our 4 children are. So we just want to annoy them better. That's what it is.
That's good. That's great. What's your husband do? Is he retired?
Well, he'll be retired. We've both been teachers, uh-huh. And we are teachers. Anyways, he has been. I said I would never marry a coach because my dad coached, and I knew how much time it took, and 2 of us couldn't coach at the same time. And we met in a coaching class, and then we coached together. We've raised our children actually in the gym with us. So they've just been there. We haven't, very rarely have we had practices without our children around.
Understandable. That's going to be great that you can come back and be close to your kids. And wow, what an athletic family. Holy smokes, you live and breathe sports, don't you?
Yeah, it's kind of crazy. I grew up doing that with my dad, you know, and then we had a farm and we worked hard. And one day my husband, I was feeling guilty because my kids, they don't know how to work hard. He said, the gym is our farm. So, yeah, anyway, so that's just kind of what we've done.
Well, of course, you've got the interview with Troy, and you found out about the school and everything. It's a terrific school, very athletic school, and I'm sure, hey, let's get to work this summer. You've got, I know, some great kids off a pretty competitive team last year. I think it's a pretty good group of junior high kids making their way up, and get to work this summer and see what you can do for the fall season coming up.
Yeah, we've got a camp coming in May 27th. That should be... Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. It's called Gold Medal Squared. I've used them for over 20 years. Anyway, they're going to come out to Chase County, and we've got one of the top coaches in their program coming to us. He's a friend of mine, and he's agreed to come out. So he's from up in northern Utah. He played for BYU men's volleyball. Anyway, he's going to be there as the lead coach, and then we've got another coach from a nearby college. I think she's in Kansas is what I read. Anyway, I don't know her yet. But anyways, we've got we can bring 75 athletes in. And Superintendent Lambert has been kind enough to let us bring in more from outside of Chase County school so that more kids can get into volleyball here. It's a little bit of a fundraiser for us. But if surrounding towns want to come, it's available for them too. And I know Mr. Lambert was going to send out mass social media today and some emails have Troy send out to emails to the surrounding schools, athletic directors, to just let their kids know. But it would be great if we could fill that up to 75 as a fundraiser, but also it's great volleyball. It ends up being about $10 an hour for, you know, as a parent myself, and I started shelling out money for camps because it's great for my own children to hear, even though it might be the same skills, hear it from other people so that I'm not just some bungling idiot to my own children, you know. So anyways, as I started shelling out money for camps, I kind of shopped around and landed on this one's been the best one for my own children. So where I felt like I got my bang for my buck. So I've always had these guys come because it's actual volleyball coaching and you have people who are really good and they've been trained very well. And yeah, this Gold Medal Squared started because Coach Carl McGowan was BYU. They won two national championships in the men's. And then he went to the Olympics and they won two gold medals. So it's Gold Medal Squared. Anyway, he partnered with some colleges, and then BYU allowed him while he was coaching here to use scientific research with like their kinesiology lab and their exercise phys lab, sports, you know, physiology. And they have, you know, he went through and statted stuff and said, well, I want to know why these movements work more than these. And it's been quite, revolutionary at the time, but it works. It's simple volleyball. You know, and when I came to the school I'm currently at, they had not done well for years. And one of my players that year was a senior, and she said, people have played volleyball and it just looks so easy. And I've always been jealous of that. And I said, so how did it go? She said, volleyball just got easy. So for her to play, you know, anyway, she's a phenomenal athlete already, but yeah, she was good. But by the time we were done with her that season, you know, when she graduated. But it's just a great program. I know that, you know, Nebraska is a volleyball state. You've probably got people who use it, but it's just there's a lot of it here in Utah, a lot of Gold Medal Squared. And so it's just great. Anyways, but there's my spiel. That's what we're doing. And then we're going to be doing, I've got to learn the rules. I know that there's some different rules for Nebraska, but we'll be hitting some open gyms and participating in some tournaments and see what we got.
Well, so. it sounds like, Coach, you're a believer. To get better, you got to be in the gym. You got to be playing, and you're certainly going to get after it. Sounds like right after or toward the end of school, aren't you?
Yeah, that's the plan. I got to have something to do.